We try to sing a lot of these new songs during collections, so we'll learn them. And I think we've been over this one. My God and I go in the field together. We walk and talk as good friends should and do. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows with you. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows with you. He tells me of the years that went before me, when heavenly plans were made for me. When all was but a dream of inconception, to come to life, her burden for me sweet. When all was but a dream of inconception, to come to life, her burden for me sweet. My God and I will go.
Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come another Lord's Day. We come this day with heads bowed and humble hearts, approaching your mighty throne of grace. We come thanking you for loving us and caring for us and giving us the privilege to come at your mighty throne again. Amen. We're asking when we come that you will look down upon us, examine us, and love us as your children. We also pray, dear Father, that as we go through this wicked world, that we will stand firm on the word of God, that we will let our light shine so the world can see us, and that we will be fully armed in the full gospel, so that as we meet and teach the word of God, that we will be willing to overthrow Satan and all that he stands for. I also pray, dear Father, that as we come as your children, help us to know that without you, nothing is possible. So let us always put you first. Let us always have you as our guide, so we won't stumble as we travel down the road of life. You see, I read somewhere, and I'm pretty sure you read it too, that God said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? So we're praying, dear Father, that you will continue to stand with us, love us, and care for us. Quite often we stray and we get lost. But by all means, Father, please keep your arm out and your light out so you can guide us back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We also know that Satan is chasing us. He's going through the land like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. But let us, your children, stand firm on the word of God, so he'll have to turn and run away from us and let us seek him out and destroy him on every corner. Amen. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those souls who are meeting and grouping in darkness, those who are lost, those who know not the way to go. We're asking you, dear Father, that you will give us the courage to teach and preach the word of God so forcefully that all sinner men and women will come running and ask him, what must I do to be saved? And once they come, let us take the time to love them, to teach them, and to give them the almighty word of God. Amen. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who belong to us who are sick and shut in. Yeah. Those who cannot come but would love to come. Right. We pray that your words will find its way down into their hearts, will lift them up, and will give them courage to keep on keeping on.
Amen.
We're also praying, dear Father, that as we do these things for you and your cause, yeah, that we will be found worthy in your sight, yeah, as loving, kind children. We're also asking you, dear Father, to help us to continue to show love.
Yes.
For that's the only thing that we have that will stand when this world is on fire.
Amen.
We pray, dear Father, as we show this kind of love that your son showed for us, that we will reach out to souls. We will pull them into the fold before it's everlasting too late. And we will help them have a repentant spirit so they will know what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
And if we do all of these things that you have commanded of us, and all of our preacher brothers keep preaching tirelessly the word of God,
right,
help us to receive a home in that up and better kingdom, mm-hmm, where we can sing praise to your high and holy name, nine forevermore. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Break thou the bread of life, give us.